Okay, so we're doing the Rambam's short enumeration of mitzvahs. Number one, to know that there is a creator. It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Number two, to realize that he is single. It says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He is one. Number three, to love him. It says, love Hashem your God. We say it in Kriya Shema every day. Vavtat Hashem Elokecha. Number four, to have awe of him. As it says, at Hashem Elokecha Tira. Number five, to pray before Hashem. Maimonides holds that's a biblical mitzvah, to pray before Hashem, as it says, Vavatem et Hashem Elokechem. Avodah means tefillah, means prayer. Number six, to connect with Hashem. It says, Uvot Tidbak. And when we learn the Rambam, we'll learn how to connect to Hashem. Number seven, that when we take vows, it'll be in His name. And on this, the Ravid has a commentary. He says, that's not one of the count. That's coming to warn you shouldn't swear in any other God's name. It's not one of the proactive mitzvot. But maybe he says, we have a rule that when you have a prohibition that stems from a proactive sentence, that's considered as a proactive mitzvah. Even though the Torah says swear in his name. The Torah doesn't mean swear in his name. The Torah means to the exclusion, do not swear in others' names. But that would be considered a proactive mitzvah, even though it's prohibitive of nature. Number eight, to be like God. God has good ways. He behaves in kind ways. The Torah says, go in His footsteps. So that's why the Torah describes God as being kind and fair and compassionate, etc. To tell us we're supposed to go in His footsteps. So that's another mitzvah, to go in God's ways. Number nine, to sanctify God's name, as the verse says, V'nikdashti b'toch bnei Yisrael. And number 10, to read Shema twice a day, as it says, V'dibarta bam b'shochbecha uv'kumecha. So those are 10 mitzvot. Again, 1, to know there's a creator. 2, single him. 3, love him. 4, have fear, have awe of him. 5, pray to him. 6, connect with him. 7, swear in his name, which the Ravid disagrees with. 8, to go in his footsteps, to adopt being a positive person. 9, to sanctify his name. 10, to read Shema twice a day.